It's Monday, the 29th of September, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show. That was Erlend Oy from Norway doing the song Fence Me In. It's a new song. He's released it early along with a couple other singles off of his forthcoming album, which comes out very soon. I think like next week or tomorrow. I don't know, sometime soon. But when it comes out, I'm going to put more stuff from it on the show because I love me some Erlend Oy. In fact, if you go back and listen to the very first episode of The Sounds of My Head, you will find The Black Keys Work by Erlend Oy. Still one of my favorite songs. What a little mouth. I love that song so much, and Erlend Oy never disappoints, so pretty excited about his new record. Speaking of things that are great and I'm excited about, how about the Generationals? They're from New Orleans. They got a brand new record. It's called Alex, and man, is it great. I mean, the Generationals, they just don't make no trash. You know, this band, every album they put out, it's like, wow, when are they going to put out a bad album? Because they've only put out good ones so far. And Alex continues the trend of goodness. It's pretty great. We're going to hear two songs, Black Lemon and Gold Silver Diamond. Almost every song on here is like 4 or 5 stars. It's a great record. Gold, Silver, Diamond kind of reminds me of Cults, actually, which is a little weird because that's not how I think of the Generationals as sounding, but that's how they sound. And pretty fantastic. This is a great new record. There's a couple of albums on the show today that you should just buy. And Generationals, Alex, is one of them. So here we go. Generationals with Black Lemon and Gold, Silver, Diamond. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Tracks I have my best friend. on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success.
Love song.
Right back there, two songs in a row by the New Pornographers from Vancouver. They're back after a very long hiatus. They got a new album called Brill Bruisers, from which we heard the title track, followed by Champions of Red Wine. And I gotta say, it's kind of good to have them back. You know, they sound just like themselves. It's like remarkable how much this album just sounds like every other New Pornographers release. There's no like, oh wow, they've changed over time. It's like, no, they just sound, they're like home run, boom, sounds like the New Pornographers. Pretty great stuff. So if you like the New Pornographers in the past, you're going to like this new record, and you should pick it up too. Okay, up next, a band from Edinburgh, Scotland. They're called The Spook School, and I heard about them because a friend of the show, listener, Robert Batson, told me about it via Facebook, sent me a message and said, hey, think you might like this, and I do. So thanks, Robert. We're going to hear The Spook School, three songs. We're going to hear I'll Be Honest, That's When I Ran Away, and What a Pity, all from their album Dress Up. And pretty awesome stuff, particularly I'll Be Honest, that's their single, and you know, it's, you can tell it's really catchy and great. So a little bit of that pop punk kind of sound, great stuff. Here we go, Spook School on The Sounds of My Head.
Probably. and remember.
To show how I feel.
How can you find someone to love
when everyone you know is real?
I thought all people were the same.
Then he turned around and asked me my name. And that's when I ran away. 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 And that's when I ran away.
By the spring of 1935, the panic that had gripped America on Inauguration Day was over. And Roosevelt had launched three sweeping new programs. The National Youth Administration, the Rural Electrification Administration that would light up the American countryside, and the Works Progress Administration that would change the face of much of the American landscape. It built or rebuilt 2,500 hospitals, 6,000 public schools, 10,000 airport landing fields, and enough miles of roadway to pave the continent from coast to coast more than 200 times. Jobless artists and writers, composers and musicians benefited from the WPA as well. Saul Bellow and Thomas Hart Benton, Ralph Ellison and Orson Welles, Berenice Abbott and Alan Lomax, and hundreds of others. It turned out nearly 1,000 publications, staged plays and performed symphonies in small towns that had never seen a live performance, revived the art of mural painting on the walls of schools and post offices, and transcribed the memories of American slaves, and collected the folk songs all kinds of Americans sang.
A few timid people who fear progress will try to give you new and strange names for what we are doing. Sometimes they will call it fascism, and sometimes communism, and sometimes socialism. But in so doing, they are trying to make very complex something that is really very simple and very practical.
Yeah.
All right, that was three songs in a row right back there by a band from Stockholm, Sweden. They're called The Garlands, and the three songs we heard were all from their self-titled album, The Garlands. We heard Forevermore, Throw Away This Day, and Tell Me. All are from that The Garlands album. Pretty great stuff, kind of reminds me of a lot of different things at different times, but I thought those three songs were pretty strong. Speaking of stuff that's strong, how about from Austin, Texas, we turn our attention to She Sir. That's the name of the band, She Sir. We're going to hear two songs off their album Go Guitars. We're going to hear Winter Skirt and Mania Mantle. They're kind of like a lo-fi real estate. That's what they sound like to me. And they're pretty good. So here we go. She Sir from Austin with Winter Skirt and Mania Mantle. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Financial monopoly, speculation, reckless banking, class antagonism, war profiteering. They had begun to consider the government of the United States as a mere appendage to their own affairs. And we know now that government by organized money is just as dangerous as government by organized mob. Never before in all our history have these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred.
We'll be right back. station, go and get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, change the words to the song, and start singing again. For answers to questions that I already know, I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say. Station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, feed the pigeons and play. Today and start talking again when I know what to say.
Thank you.
That was three songs in a row from an unexpected source, Michael Cera. That's right, the actor, the comedic actor who's been in many beloved films and TV shows and things. Yeah, he has an album. He released a record on Bandcamp, and it's really great. I think it's just totally awesome. It's kind of all over the map. It's like a lot of instrumental, just piano music, which we heard a couple of just to get the sense. And then there's like songs with singing, and there's like more electric-y songs. It's pretty unpredictable and fantastic. Kind of reminds me of Frank Locrasto, who I play a bit, or Patrick Carney, who I played last show, who did the closing credits from BoJack Horseman. Kind of some songs kind of reminds me of that. And then of course Clay Pigeons, which was the first song we heard, which I haven't even said the names of the songs yet, but the first one was Clay Pigeons, and that's a Blaze Foley cover. So yeah, so we had Clay Pigeons, and then we heard Gershie's Kiss and Shareholders, all very great. And if you like those songs or any of the music I've been talking over today, you're going to like this Michael Cera album. I highly recommend it. It's up there with the Generationals. So just, you should just get this. It's really weird and cool. It's great. So Michael Cera, hats off. Multi-talented dude. All right, finishing up this episode of the show, another multi-talented dude, Stuart from Belle and Sebastian. That's right, he made a movie. He wrote and directed God Help the Girl, finally, you know, because he made an album for it a long time ago. Then he made a movie, and it's out. I saw it in theaters, I think, the opening weekend, and Stuart was there for a Q&A at the end, which I hate to say it, but the Q&A was kind of better than the movie, you know? The movie's not bad. I totally, you know, you should, if you like Belle and Sebastian, it's like watching Belle and Sebastian for an hour and a half, you know, or whatever, 2 hours. It's exactly what you want and expect out of Belle and Sebastian. That said, the movie's just, it leaves you kind of like wanting more or something. It's not the world's best movie, but it's a totally good movie. I'm not sorry I saw it. I think you should see it. You can get it right now on iTunes. Look for links to that on the Sounds of My Head website. You know, so you can go see it in theaters or watch it on your TV. I recommend it. It's pretty good. And of course, they released another soundtrack. So even though they sort of made a soundtrack before they made a movie, then they made a movie, and now they've made another soundtrack that's actually the music from the movie, because it's all different people, and the movie's totally unlike the original album. So they put out, like, another soundtrack, which is pretty weird, but also welcome, because who doesn't like these songs? So we're going to hear the title track, God Help the Girl, one of the best, and this is the version from the movie, from the soundtrack. So check it out right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Their promise never meant so much to me.
You have been warned, I'm born to be contrary. Backward in school, I wrote from right to left. Teacher never cared for me. Preacher said a prayer for me.
God help the girl, she needs all the help she can get.
I sit for hours just waiting. This phone call, I'll eat the chocolate hidden in the fridge. I'll pay his messages, analyze his intonation.
Please stop me there, I'm even boring myself.
I think of him when I'm doing the dishes.
For a week I build it up and then I turn him down.
You have been warned, I'm born to be contrary. Backward in school I wrote from right to left. Teacher never cared for me. Preacher said a prayer for me.
God help the girl, she needs all the help she can get.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was 2048, Brat, Kettle, and Of a Thursday, all by Michael Cera off his True That record. Pretty great stuff. Definitely want to pick up that album. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where to follow me on social media, which is another way you can contact me. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.